What a train that I am was in, what a train, Lord, I ever seen.
Pete Seeger called Alan Lomax the man more responsible than any other for the 20th century folk song revival. As folklorist and promoter, preservationist and popularizer, Lomax transformed the way we hear, perform, and think about folk music. Lomax songbooks were the wellsprings of the revival, introducing hundreds of once obscure regional folk songs to new generations of fans and artists. And he introduced the world to folk stars like Seeger, Woody Guthrie, Gene Ritchie, Sonny Terry, and countless others. Between Lomax's own archives and what he left the Library of Congress, there are over 22,000 audio files, mostly recorded exactly as ordinary people used folk music in their daily lives. By the time he was born in 1915, his father, John Lomax, was already a famous and transformational folklorist. Folklore had primarily concerned itself with antiquity, showing little interest in living folk cultures. That changed in 1910 when John Lomax accompanied a cattle drive and published the cowboy songs he heard in a best-selling book. This charted the Lomax path to authentically preserve the music of living folk cultures and to find modern ways to popularize it. Alan first joined his father on a 1933 collecting trip for the Library of Congress. At a Mississippi plantation, he had an epiphany that defined his life's work. Field hands were gathered into a schoolhouse and ordered to sing for the government men. Performances were understandably stilted until an old man strode to the microphone and said, "Hello, Mr. President, here's a song so you'll know how bad things are for us down here." In that moment, Lomax realized it was his mission to give a voice to the voiceless. He always carried state-of-the-art speakers so people could hear themselves the way they heard professional music and know their music was its equal. Hearing Lomax's playback in 1941 encouraged a Mississippi field hand to move to Chicago, where he performed as Muddy Waters. Lomax always tried to record the music in its natural environment, on front porches and churches, farm fields or prisons. The convict leading this chain gang asked to be identified only as 22. But Lomax was also devoted to popularizing folk music, hosting national radio shows, and cultivating new stars like Leadbelly, who the Lomaxes discovered in a Louisiana prison, and an actor Alan coaxed into singing, Burl Ives. In the 1950s, Lomax went to Europe, where his song collecting was so celebrated, the British magazine Punch ran a cartoon of a farmer singing the "Lomax Ain't Been Round to Record Me Yet" blues. Lomax was equal parts egalitarian and elitist, a difficult contradiction that allowed him to travel powerfully between senators and sharecroppers, wary convicts, and even warier record executives. Whatever it took to keep folk music alive. Alan will live on in the people who learned songs from him, Seeger said, and that's millions of people.